Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamed, and we're going to talk about a topic that is tangentially related to the daf. The Gemara mentions here on Lamed Amid Aleph for the name of Rav Papa, Tsaabim Koma Asalikwas Kriyashma. If somebody is not clean, they've been to the bathroom, but they're not totally clean, so then one is not allowed to say Kriyashma. That's Rav Papa, and Rav Papa's, the Gemara wonders, Hey Chidami, what exactly is the case? Is it visible from the outside? Is it not visible from the outside? After all, Lo Nitna Tarla Malachi Asharis. The Torah wasn't given to angels. We do our best in terms of cleaning ourselves after relieving ourselves. So what exactly is the case? So the Gemara says it's semi-visible. Yoshe v'nireis omed v'eino nira. So the Gemara says, what's the difference in that case where the tzoa is in the place where it comes from and just excrement on the basar somewhere? So the Gemara goes into different details when one is allowed to say kriyashma and not, which is the third parak in brachas, that sugya. So then related to that, the Gemara went into netilos yadayim, different types of Hesach Hadas, when one has to leave in the middle, and one has to go to the bathroom in the middle of a meal. So the Gemara says, Amar of Chizda, Lo Amran Ela Lishtos. When do we say that one has to, that one shouldn't wash their hands outside? Ela Rashi, Delo Yito Bachutz, Ela Sheino Tzarech Od Lechol Ela Lishtos. Who Nechnas? Shayu Regil Laharech Lishtos, Bishtia Achra Mazel. They used to drink a lot at the end of the meal. So if one has just to drink, that's what's left. So then they have to, they shouldn't wash outside. People aren't going to know. But if somebody's going to eat more, then obviously you're going to wash your hands. To eat more, nobody's choshes that you didn't wash your hands outside. So made the idea that anina daite. Everybody knows anina daite, that your das won't be able to handle not washing your hands, and you must wash your hands outside. Amar Rachamar Yitzchak, yeah, no, I feel a lishtos, nami made the adi. But me, says Rachamar Yitzchak, even to drink, everybody knows the anina datai, my mind is, anina datai, my mind is sensitive. And therefore, it would be, it's known that this is what, I need to do. So anina datai is not exactly what we're about to talk about, but there is a related, in terms of people's minds working differently than others, and that's sugyas of OCD in halacha, obsessive compulsive disorder, which is defined in Wikipedia as a mental disorder in which a person has certain thoughts repeatedly, called obsessions, or feels the need to perform certain routines repeatedly, called compulsions, to an extent that generates distress or impairs general functioning. Right, whether it's thoughts, whether it's actions, they can't stop themselves. The person is unable to control either the thoughts or activities for more than a short period of time. Common compulsions include washing hands, right, our Gemara. That's exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak Chas V'Shalom, I'm not saying that's the case here, but I'm just saying that's where it comes up. Hand washing, counting of things, checking to see if a door is locked. These activities occur to such a degree that a person's daily life is negatively affected, often taking up more than an hour a day. Most adults realize that the behaviors do not make sense, etc. So OCD in the world of observant Jewry finds its own unique character because of the idea of dikduk bahalacha, and we're medaktik in terms of kavana sometimes, in terms of actions. So that lends itself sometimes to challenges with those who suffer from OCD. Again, it's did I daven properly? Did I say posei ches yodecha? Did I have kavana by kriyashma? You know, or if a woman preparing for the mikvah sometimes has issues with is there a chatzisa? Is there not a chatzisa? Did I properly prepare removing the chatzisas? Am I really having the proper thoughts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You know, maybe I'm not such a mamin. Maybe I'm having sfeikus. Again, and these are thoughts that could be recurring and making the daily functioning of life very difficult. Did I say Yalav Yavo? Did I not say Yalav Yavo? So what does halacha say? What are some guidelines that halacha says in terms of how to deal with this issue? The Stipler has many letters on this topic, but a couple of yesodos, and then we'll do one shufa. That'll be the structure today. Yesodos. Number one yesod is what we just read. It's on our daf. It's not related to what we just said, but it's the yesod that comes up on the top of our daf. Lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. Right, the Torah was not given to angels. That is a principle that comes up many times in Chazal and in the Rishonim and the Achronim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that we're not angels and we do our best, both in terms of mitzvot and in terms of averos. And there is something that is accepted behavior, and once we do that, we do that. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan writes this regarding in Yaradeya, in the rules of Talam, about tiny little bugs that you can't see. You know, that's Selonenator. You don't have to take a microscope and search out for the bugs. Again, if one knows that there are bugs that are visible to the naked eye, and you just have to look for them, so that obviously one has to look for them and check, and there are certain types of vegetables or foods that are known to be infested. But if somebody does everything they're supposed to do, so then that's it. Lo nidan Torah l'malach hasharis. The Torah was not given to angels. That's one area where it comes up. The Minchas Chinuch discusses this in the by an Aveira, the Isser, right? The Isser of creating Pashas Kisisa, the Isser of making the Shemen HaMishcha with the exact measurements of that was made by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Isser of making the Torah to the exact measurements. So says the Minchas Chinuch, we know the sugya of Efshal Etzamtzem, Efshal Etzamtzem. If we hold that a human being is not able to be so exact, so this Avera will never be violated. Because you have to do it in the exact way that was done by Moshe Rabbeinu. And we, you know, have difficulty being so exact. And therefore we'll never violate this Avera. That can't be. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, Lo Nitna Torah L'malach HaSharis. The Torah was not given to angels, and if it's the ingredients, if it's exact enough that the Torah would say that it's exact enough, so then that's all that the Torah, so to speak, would demand of us. Again, not demand, the Torah doesn't want us to do this, this is an Aveira. But again, that is the principle. That's what the Minchas Chinuch writes in Mitzvah Kuf Tes. Kuf Tes. He says, the Torah ever commands us to do something with a weight, with a measure, hakol lefi das ben adam lefi sichlo im mitzam same kasher hein l'inyan mitzvah hein l'inyan chiyuv, whether it's for a mitzvah, something that we should do, or for an aveira, something that we shouldn't do. Right, if we're eating matzah, is it a kezayis? I don't know, I can't be so exact. So, it's good enough. If we think it's a kezayis, if we do our regular measurements, lo nit natural l'malach ha'ashari. So it applies by mitzvos and aver. So again, that is principle number one, and therefore, you know, the Torah does not demand that we go above and beyond. Lo nit natural l'malach ha'ashari. Number one. Number two, there is an accepted way of behaving in the way of behaving in halacha. Saying Ashrei 14 times, saying the pasuk is not an acceptable way of halacha. That is not tzidkus, right? That's OCD. That's somebody who needs help. And you know, maybe if saying Posech Tzudecha more than once, okay, maybe that's still in the world of acceptable. But once it gets, you know, more than the average person, or how long tefillah should take, or how many times we should wash our hands. Right, that does not mean, you know, we wash our hands . There's halachas of Netilas Yadayim. Doing it more than once, or let's say I was in a rush and I didn't get it, so then I'll do it one more time just to make sure I covered all the areas on the hand. That's okay. But again, more than that, there is a problem. So again, in Misora, there's not just a Misora about what to do, but acceptable behavior. And more than that would be a problem. So again, in the world of Shmiras HaMitzvos, this gets a little more challenging because we do believe in a concept of dikduke halacha, a concept of being focused and doing everything with proper detail and having the most kavana that we can have. But, you know, up until a point, there's acceptable behavior. So related to this, the Minchas Asher in Chelek Beis has a tshuva related to OCD specifically. And towards the end, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, Hadhagas Halacha BaOCD. And the Shaila that he was asked is the following. There was a certain Talmud Chacham that suffered from OCD, from obsessiviut, right, obsessive behaviors, and Ularov Einu Mesuga Lagos Bracha Kilchasa. He feels he cannot verbalize a bracha properly. Olikra Shema Kal Hilchasa. I can't say Shema properly. I didn't have kavana. I didn't say lo'av the bachol, levavchem. I didn't have the proper break between the letters. V'chara af. I didn't pause enough. Whatever it is. So ulefamim nevak uzman rav lo ha'il k'di lahotzi shem Hashem karoi. He tries to get the shem Hashem properly. There are all these different rules about how to pronounce the shem Hashem. I'm not doing it properly, and he has tremendous agmas nefesh. And the doctors say that the only way, or one of the only ways, the process of refuah here is never go back. Do it once and that's it. Don't do it again. Don't trace. Don't do it again. La'olam lo yachzor pamayim al dibro tefila. Don't do it again. And if you didn't get it the first time, tough. Just deal with it. And you'll get into the habit of doing it once, and that's it. And then you'll do the best you can. That's the derech that the doctors hope will help this person out of his misery. And the Talmud Chacham asks, but I know I didn't say it. I know I skipped some words. I know I have to work on this, but, you know, I'm having difficulty in the pronunciation and the sound. What do I do? I know I didn't bench properly. I know I skipped some words. Am I allowed to not go back? After all, you know, I'm violating, right? Or then he asks, maybe I should never eat enough to be satiated so that I'm never chayev at least in Berachas HaMazon min HaTorah, and then at least I won't be violating a daraisa, right? So is that something that somebody has to do? So, says the Minchas Asher, says the Rosh HaWeiss, Nira Bazel HaHalacha, follow the protocol of the doctors. And if it means you didn't say it, you didn't say it. Reishis chavaso shaliz zeh la'aso says, kol anidrash, amanaslam, so mazar umirpe lumil machlato. And he could violate mitzvah satorah in order to achieve his refuah. And this is based on two svaras that he quotes at the beginning, then he quotes another one. Number one, he says, Rashoy Adam Levatel Mitzvah Zaseg, Deshilo Yipal Mishka V'yechla. There's a maximum how much one has to spend on a mitzvah. One doesn't have to give away all of his money for an esrog. To fulfill a mitzvah Zaseg, there are limits, right? Hamavazvez Yosemi Chomesh, and Shlish Behidr Mitzvah, all the different rules. But if there are limits on money, how much I have to spend on a mitzvah, then surely on one's own health, one's own mental well-being, that there's limitations. And if violating a mitzvah's aseh will bring me refuah in the long run, then I have to do that. Right? Kal v'chomer. Bitul mitzvah's aseh eskinan. Dil lo b'aveir slav. We're not talking about an aveira. We're not talking about eating not kosher. We're talking about not making a bracha properly. And not davening properly. That's a mitzvah asay. So if you want to say you didn't do it, you're allowed to violate. You're allowed to be a mevatel la mitzvah. Right? It's more than money. You're a mutul levatel mitzvah k'dil hisrapos mechal yo kishe'i efshar b'inyan acher. Just like you could do it shalo yechlo adin k'dil shalo hisrapos. Number one. And number two, well, one might say, what do you mean? I learned the Gemara in Brachas that tells us that it's asur to eat without a bracha. It's isur. It's not just an asay. Right? The Gemara says at the beginning of the sixth parak, right, you're not allowed to. So maybe if I don't make a bracha, I'm stealing from Hashem. The Gemara says I'm stealing. Gozel. So related to that also, the Gemara uses that lashon, but we assume that it's still a mitzvah. It's an aveira. It's stealing that flows from the mitzvah, that flows from the opportunity. If I have an opportunity to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, for permission, so then I have a mitzvah to do it, and if I don't do it, I'm stealing. But if one doesn't have that opportunity, let's say, Rachman al-Islam, one is an onain. Somebody's an onain, then they don't make brachas. Are they stealing from God? An onain is not allowed to do averis. An onain cannot eat not kosher. An onain can't be mechal Shabbos. So an onain, we paskin, eats without a bracha. How can he do that? The answer is, it's ke'ilu stealing. It's not mamish stealing, right? It's a different type of svara. Right, in a different, he refers to what he writes in Dvarim, in the Minchas Asher, but that's a beautiful thought that we mention in other context. And that is, right, that's the Pnei Yeshua, there at the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachas, and Daf Lamed Hei, asked the following question. The Gemara says that it's usr, it's a svara. You cannot be nenem in olam hazeh below bracha. It's a svara. But we assume that making brachas is durabanan. It's a mitzvah durabanan to make brachas. Brachas anenin. So ask the Pnei Yeshua, why isn't it daraisa? Why isn't it biblical? After all, we know two other places in Shas where it says Svarahu. The Gemara says, Lamalikra Svarahu. What do you need a pasuk for this halacha? It's a Svara. We have that by Hamotze Mechaver Alav Araya in Baba Kama. Right? If somebody wants to extract money from me, they have to prove it. I don't have to prove my innocence. I'm holding the money, so if you want to take money from me, you have to prove it. The Gemara says, that's logical. That's a Svara, and that's on the level of Daraisa. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. Or the Gemara in Ksubis, Pesha Aser Hu Pesha Hitir. Right, the one that creates the issur is the one that can solve it. A woman comes to town, I have no idea who she is. She says, hi, I'm divorced. So she's single. We never knew she was married. So she's the one that created the problem so she could solve the problem. If we knew she was married, then she comes back and says, I'm divorced, then she has to show the get. She has to prove it. But if we never knew she was married, then Pesha Asur Peshitir. So the Gemara again there says, that's on the level of Daraisa. So ask the Pnei Yeshua in Brachas, so why is it making Brachas Daraisa? That's also a Svara. So the Minchas Asher there in Dvarim Sibet Hesvav says maybe there's a difference between those two Svaras and the Svara making a Bracha. If you ask the average non-Jew on the street, does Pesha Asur make sense? Is that logical? You'd say, yeah, that makes sense. Why you should believe him. Hamas Bechavel of Araya. Does that make sense? Yeah, sure. That's, you want to take money from me, you have to prove it. Making a bracha before you eat, does that make sense? That's a religious svara. That's logic of the heart, not logic of the mind. Right? When it comes to pure logic, intellectual logic, then fine, you could say svara is on the level of Daraisa. But if it's a religious svara, then that's a different type of svara. And therefore, it could be subjective. And that's what the, that's not called an Aveira here. That's not called an Aveira, and therefore one can violate, even if you didn't make the bracha. You know you didn't make the bracha, it is still okay. Another principle, though, that comes up, which is maybe on people's minds, Gemara in Yuma. Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadei Sheyishmar Shabbos Osharbe. I want to make brachas properly. The only way I can make brachas properly, and normally, and in a healthy way, is if I don't make some brachas now. That's okay. Because Yadus has the long-term view, right? Bimechalel one Shabbos, so a person can keep many Shabbosos. Chalel Shabbos Achas. So maybe that principle should apply here as well. And he quotes, as in a precedent of this, the Chassam Sofer, right? A famous tshuva in this sugya related. Chassam Sofer was asked whether Rachman al-Aslan, somebody had a child who was a shote, who was not mentally all there. And the question was, could you put them in an institution where they would serve not kosher food? But the hope is that eventually this institution is such a good institution, they would be able to heal the child. And eventually the child will be able to be out of the institution. So are you allowed to put him in there? He'll be eating the Bilos and Trefus. At that time, there was no kosher option for this child. So can you put the child was 7 years old at the time. Imra Shaila Mosro Biadam Luraposo La Viola Chaldas, to put him in there. And the questioner quotes, he thought that it was Mutter, but he wanted to know the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. Says the Chassam Sofer, there might be a difference between if he's never going to get better, it's just dealing with, you know, him, or there's a chance that this institution is so good, they might heal him. So if it's the latter, says the Chassam Sofer, it's Mutter. Chalal Shabbos Achas. You take a short-term sacrifice. To move on midvarav. She'im yigdal kach b'shtuso. Lo asil chamitzvos la'olam. Kishota kazeh padim mikol mitzvos. Right? So then, but if you hope that they'll get better, where's the line I wanted to read? Here. Mikom akom shari. Kedei lohotzio mishtuso ulhachniso ladas yadus. Mutav shi'chalo toriz man ma. Kedei shi'ishmar mitzvos harbe. And then he quotes a fascinating model. Not exactly. He says, domexas. Domexas to the following case. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos? Somebody's outside in the middle of nowhere. He has no idea what day Shabbos is. So what does he do? So he has to count. So he has to count today Shabbos and then 6. 1, 6, 1, 6. Or we paskin 6, 1. 6, 1. Count 6 days, then keep Shabbos. He could be totally off. But that's what he does. He counts 6 days and then 1. And he doesn't do malacha daraisa on any of the days. Doesn't do malacha daraisa on any of the days. The Gemara, though, never says that he can't keep walking to try to find his way out of the desert island or out of the desert. There's no limit on his walking outside the Tchum, even though Tchumin might be Daraisa. But what do you mean? How can he do that? He's violating Shabbos. The answer is because you want to get to the real Shabbos. You want to get out. You want to be, you can say he can never walk outside the Tchum, then he'll never get free. He'll never get free. So he says, "Any day Masay Shabbos, also Olasos Yosim Michlei Pikuach Nefesh Mishem Safek Shabbos Bikol Makom Holich Kamashi Yirtza Filo Madar Betchumin Daraisa Tilav Hachi Lo Yigil Olam Yishuv." And therefore, that is allowed. Again, this is also alluded to. Rav Asher Weiss. Now back to that shuvi. Of course, the Gemara sugi in Nazir Chav Gimel. Again, a sugi that comes up very not often in terms of Lamaisa Aveira Lashma. Yal Eishes Chever Akeni, right, who was with Sisera in order to tire him out, in order to then kill him and save the Jewish people. So again, that's called an Aveira Lashma, where there's an E-Efshar B'inyan Acher in order to accomplish what the Halacha wants you to accomplish. So here too, one would say, it's in a certain way, it's an Aveira Lashma. So in all these cases, therefore he says, no problem, one can, with a confidence, not go back. even if one knows that they didn't say it properly, that it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You don't have to, you're not allowed to go back according to this. Not just that you can go, not can leave it, but one's not allowed to go back because that's the refuah, and that's what you have to do. And then at the end he says, and what about not eating kidei svia? So not to violate, not to be in a situation of satiation. Nira ein lo lahak b'kaklal. That's not what you need to do. You could act like a functioning human being. You could eat what you want. You could drink what you want. That's what Allah halacha does not demand. Because he says, ein lo davar sof. You're going to say, I'm not going to eat enough. So then you might say, well, maybe I should always eat pachos b'kashir. So I'm never chayav a bracha achrona at all. Maybe I should just get an IV and never eat properly so I never have to make a bracha. So I should just get all my food, IV fluid. Ein lo davar sof. The halacha does not demand that. And therefore, you know, it's not the rational that's telling you not to eat kedei svia. That's part of the OCD. And therefore, it should not be done. The one limit he has at the end, in the last os, is that to be motzi others in a bracha, so then that shouldn't be done. Because if you're not going to make the bracha, so for yourself, fine. But to be motzi others, that should not be done. The wife can make kiddush, and others can make kiddush. Good. Just to end with a story, I remember many years ago, the head of Pua, Burstein, spoke in my shul in Woodmere, in the shul there. So he told the following story. So somebody was doing shimush with Rav Mordechai Elio, learning Hilchas Taras from Mishpacha, and he was sitting there in the office, and all of a sudden the phone rang, and he answered it, and it was a woman who had a shaila about a chatzitza after she went to the mikvah, and Rav Mordechai Elio overheard who it was, and Rav Mordechai Elio said, oh, tell her Zemenat Tapuach. It's from the apple. From the apple. Okay, Zemenat Tapuach. Oh, todah, todah. She hangs up the phone. He says, what was that about? Rav Mordechai Elio said, this woman calls every month. Every month after she goes to the mikvah, she calls, I found this, this dirt, this piece of thing in my teeth, this, I don't know. He said, I gave her a psak years ago. Right when she gets out of the mikvah, she has to eat an apple. Right when she gets out. So whenever she asks the kshayla, I could say, oh, it came from the apple after the mikvah. I came from the apple. Zemenat Tapuach. So she still calls up. But I paskin for her. She has to eat the apple, and in that way, you know, she's like, oh, okay, fine. And then she's able to function. But again, sometimes one has to be creative in order to help deal with difficult situations. But this is a little bit related to this topic. And again, it comes up tangentially when we think about the concept of Anina Datoy here in Yuma Daf Lamed. Okay, we'll stop here.